This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Have you seen the video about all the homeless tents in Los Angeles? L.A. is collapsing. California is collapsing. Under Jerry Brown, California is the next Venezuela, in essence. If California were to secede from the Union, it would collapse into a Venezuela-style police state, right, with massive starvation, widespread homelessness. It's going that way anyway. And there's a lesson to be learned in all of this, which is that anytime Democrats run cities, they run them into the ground. There isn't an example of a great city, a thriving city run by a Democrat. Look at all the cities they run, Baltimore, Detroit, St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, Boston, Chicago, the murder capital of the United States. These cities are in a state of collapse. The pension programs are bankrupt. The cities are spending more money than they take in revenue. Detroit is in a collapse, shutdown mode, kind of an organized collapse. They've stopped providing services to many parts of the city, including water and electricity, by the way. I mean, you talk about, it's a third world nation in some sections of Detroit at this point, and it's a third world shanty town in Los Angeles in some areas now, today, because of Democrats. Now, Democrats love to have lots of people who are homeless, lots of people who need help, because then Democrats can always say, elect me, vote for me, and I, the Democrat, will provide free whatever, free housing, free phones, free food, free welfare, free heating, free electricity. Everything's free because we have to take care of these people. But what they don't tell you is that it's the economic policies of the Democrats that cause people to lose their jobs in the first place. You know, hiking up the minimum wage to levels that cause massive unemployment. You know, overregulating businesses, forcing them, for example, i.e. Obama, forcing them to purchase health insurance that is not affordable. And labeling it, by the way, the Affordable Care Act, even though it's not affordable. Driving businesses out of business to the point where they have to offshore jobs, where they have to offshore profits, taxing every business and every individual to the point where the productive citizens just flee the state. How many productive citizens are now fleeing California or New York or Chicago, for that matter? Illinois is losing more citizens every day than it's taking in. And the productive citizens and productive businesses are finding they cannot operate in California because of all the taxes and the regulation and the crime and the insanity that exists there, where you have to get a permit to have a fireplace in some areas. It's so out of control that Venezuela is a great example of where California is headed if it continues to be run by Democrats. And let's face it, Governor Jerry Brown, he is a fascist communist. He is a tyrant. If he had the ability to force Californians to do what he wanted, he would run that state just like North Korea. The only thing holding him back is a few last desperate segments of law and citizens. I mean, this guy pardons illegal alien felony criminals so that they won't be deported by the feds. He will allow criminal aliens to run loose around California, and he will grant them immunity as the governor. Immunity from their crimes, even if they're violent crimes, just so they aren't deported. This guy is shielding criminals by definition. And that's not hyperbole. He's shielding criminals. He's giving them legal immunity. He's granting them pardons to make sure that those criminals can stay in the state of California, where they will continue to terrorize other innocent citizens who are being taxed to death also by the same Governor Brown. I mean, at what point does a reasonable California citizen just say, that's it. It's enough. Too much. I'm leaving the state. You know, at what point does a California business owner just say, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm moving to Texas. I'm moving to Texas where there's no state income tax. Saves you about 10 to 12% right there. Where the government doesn't terrorize you constantly. Where land is affordable. Where labor is affordable. Where regulations aren't onerous. I mean, no wonder so many California businesses are just saying, it's time to leave. This state, this California, has no future. Unless there's a radical change in leadership, of course. Which doesn't seem to be happening anytime soon because, of course, they allow all the illegal aliens to vote. And what do the illegals vote for? More handouts, more free stuff, because that's what attracted them to the country in the first place. Oh, free health care. Cross the border, you get free emergency care. Have a baby. Oh, now they're a citizen. Anchor babies. Now you can bring your family in. Chain immigration. Oh, and you get free welfare. You get free education. You get free housing. You get all this free stuff that the taxpayers are having to pay for. And frankly, the taxpayers just can't carry the burden anymore. The equation has been turned upside down. Instead of a huge number of taxpayers supporting a small number of welfare recipients, it's now a massive number of welfare recipients living off of a shrinking number of taxpayers. No wonder rational people keep fleeing California. Which is sad because, of course, California was a great place. Used to have a great spirit, you know, especially back in the 70s. Remember California in the 70s? Wow, what an awesome place. No wonder everybody wanted to be there. And there are still parts of California that have that spirit, like Northern California, other areas away from the insane cities like Los Angeles. I'm certainly not condemning all Californians. I love California people, by the way. Free spirit, creative, innovative, entrepreneurs, tons of ideas, tons of energy. California culture is awesome, but the leadership is running it into the ground. The leadership is a bunch of communists, a bunch of fascists, a bunch of totalitarians. No wonder the tent cities are springing up now across cities like Los Angeles, where you have mass unemployment like the way it was in the Great Depression. And I'll tell you this, my grandfather, who passed away many years ago, told me that when he grew up during the Great Depression, he and his family lived in a tent. My grandfather lived in poverty, lived in a tent. And I always thought, when he told me that, I always thought, oh my God, that was so long ago that would never happen again. We're you know, more abundant now. Everybody's more civilized now. We wouldn't live in tents. And now, guess what? In Los Angeles, we're back to living in tents because liberal society is broken, because it doesn't work. It doesn't work to tax the productive members of society, give away freebies to the unproductive members of society, and make just day-to-day existence so expensive and so burdensome in terms of regulations that the average citizen just cannot survive economically in California anymore. They lose their homes and they end up on the streets. And sometimes it's veterans, and sometimes it's addicts and substance abusers, and sometimes it's people who have college degrees who can no longer find work because the employers, the businesses, have been taxed out of their ability to create sustainable jobs for the citizens. Thank you, Governor Brown, or ruining one of what used to be the most amazing places in America, for coming back into the governorship and just hammering California again, as if you didn't do enough damage the first time you were governor. And now you just got to damage California even more a second time around. And sadly, the rational people in California don't have the majority vote, so they can't even vote you out of office. It's very sad. And I know we have many listeners in California who are nodding their heads in agreement right now. Yes, exactly. I know exactly what you're talking about. We love our state. We love California. We want to stay here. We want to live here. But the political leadership is so corrupt and so stupid that they are making it virtually impossible for a regular citizen to stay in this state and even keep a roof over their heads. That's how bad it's getting. That's why I call it Collapsifornia, sadly. And I have a website, collapsifornia.news. or .com. I don't remember. It's collapsifornia.something. But we do cover some of the news about California. My main website, of course, is naturalnews.com. And I feel so sorry for all of you living in California who have to put up with this. I wish you never had to deal with this. Very, very sorry that you have to deal with your Governor Brown. Yeah, if you believe in liberty, come to Texas. You know, it's a better solution for you. You have a better governor than your governor. That's for dang sure. Thank you for listening, folks. Pray for California. Pray for America. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.